This is Stray Deuces, a Flash music podcast. Today's topic, Adele, the comedian. The case can be made that the most entertaining segment on network TV is carpool karaoke. It appears, of course, on The Late Late Show with James Corden behind the wheel.
Traffic, thank you so much for helping me get to work today. Do you mind if we listen to some music?
Please.
Is that okay?
That's my favorite thing to do.
Well, let's see what we've got.
There's lots of expert vocalizing, rapping, laughter, and raucous conversation with some of the gaudiest stars in popular music. He and his guests sing along to the car's sound system. The delightful mayhem in the front seat leads one to pray that Mr. Corden is driving a prop. Otherwise, you might witness some epic face plants through the windshield. Among the burgeoning list of passengers that have gone for the ride are venerable stars like Elton John, Stevie Wonder, and Rod Stewart. The current pop scene is also well represented with the likes of Carrie Underwood, Sia, Demi Lovato, and Nick Jonas, and yes, even Justin Bieber. Occasionally, an actor or two will hop in the back seat like George Clooney and Julia Roberts. The whole array can be viewed on YouTube. No surprise there, since every nanosecond of our lives seems to show up on YouTube, bathroom breaks included, I fear. What immediately stands out when viewing these episodes is that James Corden is one hell of a singer himself. He revels in harmonizing with his guests, usually taking the higher part even when it's a female riding shotgun. His pitch is impeccable, his volume glass-shattering, and the sheer joy he exudes while singing is infectious. The famous folks sharing the jaunt with him are on notice that they have to step up their game to match his chops and enthusiasm. This is one karaoke that is a joke and no joke at the same time. It should be noted that a quick bit of research will reveal the fact that James Corden has a resume that includes roles in film musicals, etc. In other words, he's no amateur. What seals the deal for his job as host is his ingratiating, politely snarky, probing humor, which brings the whole endeavor down to earth. Each of his massively famous singers become a self-effacing everyman able to laugh at themselves. One recent example comes to mind when he goaded Demi Lovato into deriding Nick Jonas, who was sprawled in the back seat, about the history of his love life.
So take me back to this. So you're dating Joe, Nick, you're dating seemingly everyone.
Yep.
And then who else?
Miley. And then
Miley
back with Selena.
Thank you, Demi.
But and then back
this...
with Miley.
Thank you.
Is that what happened?
No.
Is that how it went
Lies!
Down?
Lies!
Tell me the
no.
truth,
Liza
Jonas.
Minnelli
Hang
back
on.
There.
Indeed, Corden is the reason this carpool excels. Although everyone who has hitched a ride with Corden acquitted themselves well, slipping easily into the spirit of the thing, my favorite was Adele. First of all, Corden calls her from his car, Uber style, and when she answers, he intones, "Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years," which, as we all know, are the words to her arena-sized mega-hit ballad, Hello.
Hello? Hello from the outside. All right, see you in a minute.
A moment later, she joins him for a drive, looking like $1 million.
Hello.
Oh, thanks for this. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
The most striking thing about her is her face, an attribute that has become, like her voice, almost immortal. Her last two album covers were essentially extreme close-up portraits in lush black and white of her famous visage. Quite a change from her pudgy, gawky teen years when she was kind of an ungainly mess. She's still a full-figured woman, but the maturization process, plus, I'm sure, a contingent of hairstylists and makeup artists that must traipse along with anyone marooned in the public eye, has evolved nicely for her. As she settles in next to Corden, he compliments her new hairstyle, a more subdued bob than her usual abundance of large, soft curls.
Seriously, loving this bob.
Oh, thanks. Well,
it's a triumph.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No,
thanks.
It's a triumph.
Is it a mum
it
bob?
Really is. No, it's not.
I feel like I look like all my mum friends.
After some banter about her new hairdo, she glances out at a typically oppressive grey London sky and says,
it's such a shame it's raining, because I feel like Americans are going to get to assume that England is rubbish.
No, not when this puppy comes out.
Hello. And then they're off. Del proves to be hilarious, ribald, beguiling. Her North London accent makes her sound like a rank commoner who could sling a few pints down at the local pub with the best of them. Pretty startling coming from someone who looks so elegant and sings like a tragic angel. She has a horsey laugh that erupts easily, and her conversation flows with the timing of a born comedian. She and James have an uproarious time. A highlight near the end is when he claims he has it on good faith that she can rap. Well, she proceeds to charge her way through Monster by Nicki Minaj. She gets all the proper hand gestures, drops the rhymes in exacting cadences, and uses her facial expressions for exaggerated comic effect. All you can think is, can I hang out with this person? Another of my favorite wildly humorous Adele moments was her guest appearance on Ellen. The hostess had Adele visit a local Jamba Juice. As she approached the counter to order, Ellen was feeding her instructions through a hidden earbud on what to say and how to act.
I'll take a large, but in a small cup.
I'll take a large.
Okay.
But can I have it in a small cup?
Large in a small cup.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Exactly.
At one point, Adele is chewing on raw wheatgrass. And when the bill comes due, she replies,
do I pay or not?
Do I pay?
I'm a celebrity.
It's a very funny bit. My great fear is that Adele will end up hosting one of these daytime talk shows. I'm sure she could do it without a script and be the English Oprah. Fortunately, when her latest album has had its run and she's done the worldwide tour in support of it, Adele tends to disappear for several years. There was a quote from her referring to her singing career, which was, and I'm paraphrasing, singing is my hobby. It's not my real life. She is obviously a dedicated and committed musician and songwriter, but her point is well taken. Celebrity and fame are by no means the driving force in her life.
Hello.
I have one fervent wish for a future Adele recording project. We all know that she can sing a heart-wrenching ballad like not many can even approach. Her voice is earthy, powerful, wrenching all the emotion out of the lyrics with superb dynamics and the tiny yodel swoop she tends to place at the end of a phrase. Her albums have been dominated by this type of stately love song. However, if you think of Rolling in the Deep and Rumor Has It as two examples, I would love to hear her tackle an album of blazing rockers, some sneaky funk, a little old-school R&B, a touch of dance-heavy thumping pop. She could tear it up, I feel certain. Plus, her broad sense of humor and playfulness would really bring the material alive.